down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, now welcomes you to Coffee with the Mayor, with Holland Mayor Kurt Dykstra, brought to you by Cunningham Dahlman PC. Happy New Year to Holland's, don't want to call it chief executive, because unlike other municipalities we know, like 150 so miles to the east of here, the mayor is, though elected, it is not it's not a chief executive. You are not the, you know, you're part of the city council, so to a certain extent, you help in formulating laws, not just enforcing them, as Mayor Mike Duggan might be doing in Detroit.
Sure, and, sure. And more of a chairman of the board kind of approach.
So, that's why so we open Frank, our know, show with the chairman of the board.
I caught the reference. So
and I know that some of you critics will say chairman of the B-O-R-E-D.
Well, that's okay, too. You know, that boring is okay.
Some of those council meetings can be...
we like them boring, you know? And do the simple stuff that...
That was this past Wednesday, to a certain extent.
It was, you know, but the simple stuff sometimes, you know, like making sure you've got enough salt in the supplies, or making sure that the plows are in good working order and the equipment is in good shape and it's the proper equipment. You know, that's mundane stuff. And then all of a sudden you get snowstorms and these kinds of things, and the mundane becomes quite important. So doing the little things, doing the things that most people would say is just kind of boring stuff. You know, you wouldn't run for city council to make sure you got enough salt in the hoppers. But I find these things to be very satisfying because, again, it's the simple stuff that so often gets taken for granted, except when it doesn't work.
Like when we have polar vortexes.
Yeah, right. Or, you know, the streets not being maintained and you're just, you know.
Not enough tulip bulbs to be planted.
Sure.
Along those lines. I know this is more for Ryan Cotton, the city manager, and for those day-to-day operations, but this snowstorm this past week really had to tax city workers and resources to try to keep up with it.
Well, yeah, there's the keeping up aspect, and Ryan had mentioned it. I'm going to get this butchered a little bit wrong, but it's close enough for government work, as the old saying goes, and that's a joke.
Yeah, okay.
But
go ahead.
We've had plow drivers on the street every day, I think, since Christmas. They've been, you know, going out either plowing because we've gotten new snow, or plowing to kind of get caught up and widen lanes and remove piles and those kinds of things. We've gone through about 70% of the salt stockpile. The past couple of weeks, especially this past week, have been challenging, both in the amount of snow that's happened, but also the super cold temperatures. Nothing works well when it's that cold, and, you know, salt doesn't work well when it's that cold. So it added, in addition to just the amount of snow, the temperature certainly added to the question as well. But I will say that I was really pleased with, am really pleased with the work that our plow drivers have done. We didn't receive many complaints at all, which I think is a testament to the way they do their jobs, and they do it well. And I've driven one of these snow plows, not in an actual snow event, but they have these little events in the summertime around cones and simulating certain kinds of things. You can't see a whole lot, and you should just be happy that I'm not out there plowing snow.
Let's because we that. Might see mailboxes littered all over the city of Holland.
Mailboxes, you know, Toyotas. I mean, it would be ugly.
Little Cooper cars, I think, more than anything else.
Really?
I do want to get your thoughts, and I know it's, again, more of a day-to-day operational thing, but when we saw scenes of last Friday morning of Fifth Third Ballpark, and the fire that goes on there, it does remind officials of all communities that do have high-profile facilities, such as DeVos Fieldhouse, such as Ray and Sue Smith Stadium. If something like that happens here, You know, it's time for Christini and the boys at the public safety to have their emergency services ready.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, one of the things I will say, one of the things I've learned in this role, in both being mayor and on council previous to that, was that it's not just these folks just don't react when the call comes in. There's a lot of planning that goes planning and training that goes into, especially the, you know, certainly they train and plan for their typical kind of residential house fire that might happen, but they also plan and train for the more unique and you know, larger scale event like we saw at Fifth Third, and they've got plans in place for those kinds of things, and they train to make sure that they happen. You know, and one of the other things that I think Chris, if Chris were sitting in the chair here, Captain Tinney, he would say, you know, prevention is the best solution, and so making sure that sprinkler systems are functional and in good working condition, and that you know, the water supply is in good working condition. These are things that are almost as important, if not as important, as making sure that the firefighters get on scene quickly and can douse the blaze.
Let's get to the phones. I have a call, I think, waiting for us. Good morning. You're on 1450 WHTC with Mayor Kurt Dykstra.
Good morning, Kurt Dykstra.
Good morning.
It's good to speak with you, and I just want to make sure you pass on to the plow drivers that plow the sidewalk plows how much we senior citizens really appreciate what they're doing.
I will certainly do so, and I can probably give you a pretty good insight that some of them might be listening as we sit here, so they'll hear you directly, but if they don't hear you directly, I'll make sure they hear it indirectly.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the call. That is a nice service to have.
It is, and I would just encourage folks to also take care of clearing off their own sidewalks, too. It's certainly the plows are helpful, and they do a fine job, but they're clipping along at a pretty good pace to get over the 100 miles of sidewalks we've got in the city. And they can't get the scraping factor, if you will. They can't get all the snow and ice off a sidewalk like a homeowner can. So I just encourage folks to take care of their own sidewalks, because you know what? We've got a lot of people who walk not just for exercise, but walk because either they have to or they need to use other forms of transportation like a wheelchair. It's hard enough when the sidewalks are clean. It's, you know, almost impossible to do so when you got an inch or more layer of snow and ice packed down on it.
Or a foot or more if you at times around here. We're talking with Mayor Kurt Dykstra and Coffee with the Mayor on 1450 WHTC. A couple more things I have on the plate that I'd like to your conversation and your thoughts on. First of all, got a press release from the city manager's office. The annual Social Justice Awards will be given out on January the 15th, 14th Street Church, along with Andy and Karen Ribbons and Pancakes Are Us. Grace Elizabeth, Sonny Catherine, and Babs Lee Howe will also be receiving honors. But the Lifetime Achievement Award is the one I wanted to focus on, because it's a man that a lot of people have been dealing with for a number of years. He retired last October, November, and that's Al Serrano, the Human Relations Chairman. He's going to be given a Lifetime Achievement Award. As you said, one of those guys that just does his job day in and day out for so many years. And you know, the city, unfortunately, is a little bit poorer that he's no longer with us in terms of working day-to-day. He's enjoying retirement.
Well, I certainly do hope he's enjoying retirement. He's certainly earned it. So it'll be a nice evening. It's Wednesday night, 7 o'clock in council chambers. It'll be broadcast live for those who want to watch it on their cable system. But, you know, Al was with the city for a long number of years and gained the respect of, you know, so many people in town who either knew him directly from dealing with him and having the opportunity to interact with him or knowing him through reputation. So, it's certainly a worthy award winner, and the Human Relations Commission is the organization that does the selection and the award presentation, and I think they've done a very, very fine job in honoring Al.
The other thing I wanted to touch base with you on is something, and you'll probably tell a little bit more next week when you chat with Brian on Coffee with the Mayor. A week from tomorrow, it's the Coffee with the Council, and it is the unofficial start of the budget making process.
Right, isn't that exciting? So
another one of your boring things. Yes.
Well, yeah, and unfortunately, it hasn't been as boring over the past few years as what we like it to be. But we're on a fiscal budget that begins July 1, so we're midway through our fiscal 14 budget, which means that we're in the process of beginning the fiscal 15 budget, and that. You're right. That process sort of unofficially kicks off with the Coffee with Council, an opportunity for residents to come in, talk with their members of council, the mayor, senior staff, BPW, the elitists, those folks, about whatever's on their mind. Very informal, coffee, breakfast, refreshments. You know, you can pick up some recycling bags and other little goodies, so to speak. But the most important thing is you can just come in and talk with city leaders. No appointment needed, no topics off limits, and it's whatever folks want to talk about. And that helps us understand what's on people's minds as we begin thinking about budget for next year.
With that, there we go. Step aside from Coffee with the Mayor, Kurt Dykstra, Natalie attired. I'm not so Natalie attired today, but we certainly appreciate your thoughts about trying to get through this past week. I'll tell you right now.
I am attired, and don't call me Natalie.
Oh, okay, that's true. All right, enough about that. And he's going to be here all next week, folks.
Lord help us all.
All right, Kurt Dykstra, thank you very much,
Jerry.
And we'll talk to you next week. And that is Coffee with the Mayor on 1450 WHTC.